Bibles open to the book of Romans. It is absolutely ridiculous the things that are going on in the earth today. Absolutely ridiculous. And you know what the problem is? It's all political. From one spectrum to the other, it's all political. Even church is political. Pastors telling their people who to vote for. I don't care who you vote for. You can vote for the squirrel in the ground as far as I'm concerned. Amen. As long as you just vote. Amen. I don't care who you vote for. That ain't none of my business. But flesh has just gone absolutely crazy. I mean, the old man, he just trying to take over.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Right. He's trying to rule where he has no authority to rule.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But you know what the problem is? We let it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Because we think we're getting over by letting it.
Have mercy.
I'm so sick of this election. I'd be so glad when this election is over, man. Amen. Yeah. Honest, I'm being truthful with you. Right. I'm sick of all the commercials. If I didn't have to watch the commercials with Fatima, I might be able to get along with it. But I turned from one commercial, and I missed, and then I don't turn back early enough, and I missed the part of the movie that I was watching. Trying to get away from a commercial. And my flesh is saying, why you keep turning? You just going to turn to it on another channel. So just deal with it. And our flesh don't want to deal with nothing. We in the book of Romans.
Yeah.
This man is talking about something he experienced. You can't preach the word if you haven't experienced the word. Amen. You can't teach life unless you've experienced life. Amen. Some of us in here, God has brought us back from the dead. Amen. We're still living, you know, we had a tournament yesterday, and they always, this certain tournament, they always ask me to pray to open up the tournament. And they call off the names of people that have passed this year. And I thought he wasn't going to never stop calling off names. I mean, then he had to go in his pocket, he had another sheet in his pocket with more names on it. And I'm standing there and I'm going, Lord have mercy. I'm going to be asleep in a minute. That's how long he was up there calling out names of people that have lost their lives this year, since January. To some things, to some unforeseen things. Not just people still dying from COVID. They still dying from COVID. And it's just sad. And I was just standing there thinking, I said, flesh is just ruling and taking people out. Because it gets into our minds and it tricks us and deceives us to the point where we don't want to do what we got to do. Amen. We don't want to go to the doctor. Do you know, I was reading on the internet yesterday, more men are dying from prostate cancer than any other cancer. Why? Because they won't go get checked. The old man tells them they're all right. And they're not all right. A lot of times there's no symptoms. It just springs on you. Amen. I got a lot of buddies who made it through prostate cancer. But it costs them. Because the mind convinces us that we don't have to go. Amen. Most men are just afraid of the test. If you know anything about prostate cancer, you know what they have to do to men. I think they might have got him up with a different idea. I hope so. But when I first started going, I had a Greek doctor. And when I first got there, I walked into the office, my flesh already crawling. Man, you need to get out of here. He finna do something to you that you don't even want. You need to go right now. My flesh is just trying to convince me. And then the girls in the office made it even worse. They said, who's your doctor today? When I told them my doctor, they immediately, all of them started laughing. And I go, why? What's so funny about this guy? They say, well, you know he's Greek. I go, I guess, yeah. She said, you ain't never seen his hands? I go, no. His hands bleed my big toe. My flesh said, you better run now.
Amen.
You better run now while you got a chance. It was too late, Brother Greg. Man. If I had listened to my flesh, I'd have died.
Have mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But God overthrew me and my flesh.
Amen.
And caused me to stay and stand. And God blessed me. Pastor is a Verse 7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? What does it say? God forbid. He's asking a question. What are you thinking? What do you think? You think that the law is sin? God forbid. The law wasn't sin. Don't pay him no attention. Me and him good. That's how you roll your eyes. Is the law sin? God forbid. He said, God forbid. No, the law ain't sin. Men are sin.
Yeah.
Nay, I had not known sin, or the word known in this purpose, right here means gnosco, through experience. I learned through experience that it wasn't the law that was sin, it was me. He said, I had not known sin, but by the law had the ability to show him,
yeah,
make him think that he had to do better.
Right.
That's what the law makes you do.
Yeah.
The law makes you think you got to do better when grace tells you that you can be all right. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Grace says, I forgive you.
Yeah.
Law don't forgive you. God didn't care nothing about the people that he killed. Mm. That's when he was killing folks.
Remember
Pastor Hart used to pray, I'm going to pray God kill him.
Yeah.
I said, God, Pastor, you can't say that.
I said it.
If they don't stop doing this, God kill them. I just sit there. I used to look like Sister Debbie. My leg just be going like this.
Help.
Thank you, sir. So, I didn't know, but by the law, for I had not known lust except the law had told me. I didn't know what lust was until the law told me what it was. Now that it told me what it was, now what am I doing? I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about it. I'm scared to move because of it. When we were born into sin. But as kids, we did not know anything that was wrong. We had to be what? Taught. That was a type of the law.
Yeah.
My mother laid down the law. She used to tell me, she said, keep on playing with that eye on that stove and you're going to regret it. She didn't say it like that. I said it nice. But I didn't believe her.
Uh-huh.
One day I reached up anyway and grabbed the pot handle and it liked to burn right through my hand. Guess what it did? That was the law. It was showing me that that ain't a good idea. The law convinces you that it ain't a good idea. Sometimes the law causes you to miss God. And God don't want us to miss him. I had not known lust, and lust in here is translated desires. I had not known desires until the law told me that it was wrong for me to do. Thou shalt not covet. He said, except the law has said, thou shalt not covet. You cannot covet. When the law told me I could not covet, then I realized that what I was doing was already wrong. Now I realized that I was already living in sin. Something that I had to learn. Thou shalt not covet. I'm not going to get into that because that's kind of crazy. The word covet goes real deep. You know, it goes really deep into the things of life. Things that we want that we don't supposed to have. Things that we think we need that we don't really need. You know, covet. We just, thou shalt not covet. You know, different things said, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife and all that kind of stuff. And you didn't know it was sin until you read the law.
Right.
See, when you read the Bible the first time, it's the law to you.
Amen.
But when you give your heart and life to God, to Jesus, and you move into a different realm with God, then the law is no longer the powerful piece in your life.
Amen.
Grace is.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
But we don't want to live by grace. We want to live by the law. We want to determine what is right and what is wrong. And you can't tell people what is right and what is wrong. It's something they have to find out for themselves.
Amen.
And they don't do it through the law, because the law does what? The law convicts you.
Right.
The law will convict you. Get you to the place where you don't even want to praise God, period. So then it says, but sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. Wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. Just made me see stuff that I didn't need to see. Desire things that I didn't need to desire. Want things that were not wanting unto me. But sin taking occasion, and when it talks about sin, it's talking about it's a starting point. An opportunity. Sin taking an opportunity by the commandment. If I live by the word itself, the law, then sin or my old nature will take authority over who I am. So, but taking occasion by the commandment wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. I mean, all manner of stuff was taking place in my life. Now, because now I'm scared to do this, I'm scared to do that, I'm scared to walk this way, I'm scared to talk this way, I'm scared to talk that way, because now I'm concerned about whether or not I'm walking and living in sin. But they don't need to worry about that, because the old man is sin, and he living in you.
Amen.
I don't know about your body, but I know he living in this one. And it's an everyday fight to keep him under subjection.
Amen.
To the power of God.
Amen.
Sometimes you just get tired from morning to night of fighting. But the law or sin took an occasion. This has found an opportunity. The word opportunity means an open door. It's found an open door to get in so that it can do what? Persecute you.
Amen.
How many know what persecution is? It persecutes you. Makes you think all day, you're thinking to yourself, man, I shouldn't have said that. But they probably deserved it. Opportunity. It's amazing how the old man is looking for opportunity. He's looking for a crawl space.
Yeah.
He's looking for a crawl space. He don't need a big area. Just enough. So that he can crawl in and control your thoughts, your ideas, your principles.
Hammers.
Control who you are. For without the law, sin was dead. I didn't know I was sinning until I read the Bible. People don't know they're sinning until they read the Bible. They think everything is just hunky-dory. I don't know. I did. I first started coming. I used to walk by this church when I was a kid, going to my brother's house. And I used to wonder what they were doing in there. Sometimes I slip in and look at all them crazy people. Not knowing that eventually, 10, 15 years later, I would end up in there, being one of them crazy people. Running around, shouting, crying, laughing, enjoying God.
Yes.
Used to go in there, telling on myself. I used to go in there high. Then they snorted me some coke and be sitting in the back just laughing. That was the funniest thing. Pastor Harvey requires you to be in church on every Friday. He didn't tell you how you had to come. He just said, be there. So I was there. But my flesh found an opportunity or a crawl space to make it funny to me. I'm sitting way in the back, Pastor Rez. I'm just laughing. These folks cracking me up. I'm saying to myself, this cannot be real. This is ridiculous. And he making me come. Then the preacher that was there decided to walk all the way up that aisle and mess with me. Decided she was going to lay hands on me. And I'm like, I was sitting there, I go, she's coming to me. Maybe I should just get up and run out right now. She walked right up that aisle, and she wasn't no young lady, but she walked up that aisle. She said, can I pray for you? I'm like, yeah. Let me tell you what the power of God is. She blew my high. Completely blew it. That was $100 worth of cocaine. I was just as sober. And she knew it. She knew she had got me. She knew God had got me. Next thing I know, I was crying. And I'm saying to myself, so Vanessa, what is this? She stole the opportunity out of my life. She stole it from me. God used her to steal it from me. And ever since then, my life went on a different angle. I was on a different angle. Now I'm looking for the things of God. That's right. I'm looking for the things of God. I'm looking for the things of God. We're going to pick this up as much as we can. Amen. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandments came, guess what? Sin revived and I died. Because sin was already in me. I was born into sin. You know, that ain't no fault of my own. I was born into sin. You know, the old nature, I was born into that. That's who I was when I was born, the old man. Nevertheless, when after I was born in there, I was fine. I was alive without the law once. But I was telling myself, you know, I didn't have to live by the law once. So maybe I can get back there again and be like that again. And I found out that when I started understanding what the Word of God meant, then sin became alive. When you understand what the Word of God is saying, then sin revives itself. Because it's trying to separate you from God. It don't want you to know God. It don't want you to find out who you are in God. It don't want you to know the authority that you have. And it's working from within to try to steal those things for you. That's why it looks for an opportunity of your sadness, an opportunity that you don't have any joy, an opportunity that you don't feel good, an opportunity of your sickness. It'll find a door, an opportunity to try to convince you that you're not going to make it.
Amen.
Amen. This last trip to the hospital completely changed my life.
Amen.
Amen. Sin revived itself and was trying to kill me. He don't care.
Right.
My teammate, she got a saying. She's funny. You know, the 10 pin, she just blurted it out one day, and I dropped the ball. She blurted out, she says, everybody was leaving 10 pins. She says, 10 pins like shingles. It don't care. And I turned around and I looked at her, and I said, She was nuts. But it was true. 10 men don't care nothing about you leaving it. It'll cause you to lose your money. Lose the game. A 10 men. And she said, it don't care, it's like shingles. You know them commercials talking about? The commercials talking about shingles? You ride your bike, but shingles don't care.
Right.
You plant your garden, but shingles don't care.
Right.
That's the way sin is. The old man don't care.
Come on now. Amen. Come on now.
He don't care where you think you are or what you're doing for God. Amen. He don't care. He's out to ruin your life.
Amen.
And he revives himself through an opportunity that he has sought in our lives.
Amen.
To do what he does to us, to make us do what we do.
Right.
Everybody stay.
Amen, amen, amen.
We'll pick back up next week on verse 9. I'm actually skipping a lot of stuff. But God wants us to get understanding. He don't want us to be geniuses. Right, I ain't ever said, I read in there where he said, God wants us to be genius. He said, just get understanding.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. You get some understanding, you can make it. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you how good God is. For weeks, I've been wanting this certain bowling ball. And I said, I ain't paying that much for that ball. I refuse to pay that much for that bowling ball. Almost $269. Who does that? I don't have credit cards. Yeah, I have. But I was about to do it now. So I'm getting ready to throw the ball, right? Pastor, I'm getting ready to throw the ball. And they call the ticket number. And they said, 107. I said, check my ticket. So I said, I'm going to go ahead and finish. I'm shooting at a 10 pin now. I go up there to shoot the 10 pin, throw the ball in the gutter before I get to the arrows. Because they have the winner of the ball raffle is Dennis Gardner. Let me rephrase that. Reverend Dennis Gardner. I said, I got that ball. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I know bit one more wanted to pray over that crowd and man on the moon. And I'm pretty sure half of them didn't want me praying. Amen. But God is good. God, you know what? The law is here to try to destroy us, but grace has come to give us life.
Amen.
And life everlasting. That's what grace does. That's the opposite of grace and the law. An old man. That's the difference. That's why Paul said, when I went through everything I was going through, it was grace that lowered me from that balcony when they were trying to kill me. It was grace that when they locked me up that I was able to survive. It was grace that when they locked me up in my lodging, I ministered to more people than I ministered on the outside, more Jews. That was grace.
Yeah.
Grace is stronger than the old man.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm going to have Pastor Keys come and lead us in prayer. Amen.
Thank you. Lord God, we give you the praise. We give you the high praise, Lord God. Lord God, you said you didn't want us to be ignorant about your word. Lord God, you said the Holy Ghost, Lord God, the teacher, to teach us, Lord God, what we have to know. In order to win, Lord God. You want your saints to be victorious in spite of what we go through, Lord God, in spite of what we encounter. And it is in your word that we are victorious, Lord God. Let us have a new hunger for it, Lord God. The true word of God, Lord God. Not all of this faith that's going on, but Lord, give us a hunger for the true word that we might be established in what you would have us to be established in. Lord God, that we might be able to minister unto the others, Lord God, to let them know that they can make it in spite of their problems. Lord God, I speak the life of God, which permeates all things, to this congregation and to those that are watching this, the light, God, that manifests in all things, Lord God. Lord God, from the lowest, the microbes, Lord God, even unto eternal life, Lord God, contained in it. I speak that, Lord God. I speak encouragement. I speak victory. I speak triumph. I speak peace. I speak joy. I'm coming forth from the midst of it, Lord God, because you are in your body. Lord God, you're not coming down. You're coming forth. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. We thank you for that peace, for that victory. In Jesus' wonderful name.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you today. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll pick it back up next week. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't shock the flesh next week, because I sure shock mine. Amen. The word always changes. It's constantly transforming and renewing itself. That's because it has to renew itself for our sakes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
It's for us. Amen.
Amen.
You got all these different groups, church groups, and God only wants one.
That's right.
God never said apostolic. I have a church of apostolic. He never said that.
Right.
It's just crazy. We separated ourselves from ourselves. And God is trying to renew us. Amen. Amen. If you get your tithing,